Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford. Build Ford proud.
The NBA never sleeps, even during college football season. It's the Gary Sharp Show. Oh, okay. Just wondering what that was. The Warriors are working out a bunch of rookies. They have the second overall pick, and a lot of rookies are impressing them, including Edwards and Wiseman. They said they both look like beasts, so very interesting to see if they're actually going to trade that pick or use it. The NBA is seriously considering Christmas Day as the new start of the next season. It's getting a little bit momentum, but however, if that were to be the case, things would have to come together very quickly. Another date that they are looking at is Martin Luther King Day, which is January 18th. But the TV providers do not, they want that Christmas Day game, which I totally get. It's a big day for the NBA. And Victor Oladipo has talked to the new head coach of the Indiana Pacers, and he says he's in good spirits. And I don't want to speculate. I don't know what's going to happen. Victor Oladipo will probably be traded by the trade deadline, and I'll be in my misery. That's your NBA minute.
Wow, that kind of ended abruptly.
Yeah. I don't want to. I sit up here and I give myself hope all the time, and then Paul George gets traded.
Who said? Somebody said yesterday that they should. Oh, Shaq said that the Clippers should trade Paul George.
The only reason why I'm going to say no, literally, you gave up your next 6 years' picks for this guy. He deserves more than one season.
Hey, holding out hope. Gene Smith has said, again, he reiterated today that he is hoping that fans can return to the stadium in Columbus this year. I think the Big Ten, trying to be fair across the board so that there would be no competitive advantage, said no fans except for friends and or actually family members. Wisconsin has said nobody, so that's why there'll be nobody in the stands tonight when you tune into that game against Illinois. I think it's a week by week, working with local officials, but you do have 11 of the 14 mayors sent a letter to the Big Ten about what's currently going on in their community. So while Gene Smith might say we could have fans at some point during the season, I still think that the Big Ten will shy away and not let each of the 14 schools make their decision on their own, that they will just say no fans for the entire year. I saw the Ravens are going to allow fans next week when they take on the Steelers. So that would make 18 of the NFL teams that at some point this year have welcomed back fans. This weekend in the NFL, so the Raiders did not have any positive results today in testing for COVID-19. But they have become a headache for the NFL, whether on or off the field, on how they are combating and working with COVID. So much that they are requiring masks at practice. John Gruden has been fined heavily. The offensive line is in COVID protocol. They're on the COVID-19 list. They don't know if that game will be moved to Monday or Tuesday. I think, you know what? Don't accommodate the Raiders. Play that game. The Buccaneers are playing there.
Yep.
I would rather have all of this nostalgia about the tuck rule on Sunday than waiting until Monday or Tuesday, even though I could get used to doubleheaders on Monday. I could get used to Tuesday NFL football, but in this case, do not accommodate the Raiders. They're messing this up. They're a headache for you, NFL. If you got to suspend Gruden, do it. You can continue to fine them, but do not accommodate them moving so that they could get their offensive line back that just came in contact with a player that tested positive. Do not accommodate them. Do not. Make them pay for violating the standards that you have put out there. But whenever that game is played, we're going to hear about the tuck rule because it's Gruden against Brady, which sucks because I spent one Sunday a couple of weeks ago watching a pregame show that did 10 minutes on the tuck rule because Gruden was going back to play the Patriot. And, of course, that tuck rule was played with snow. There will be snow in Denver for the Chiefs and the Broncos. I wanted to troll Stibbs hard, but I think the Broncos will keep the game close. I'm actually a little bit on edge on that game. I know the spread is 9.5.
Really?
I think that's going to be a close game. First of all, they're expecting 7 to 11 inches of snow in Denver on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
They played on the snow last year. It's amazing to me that Denver has not scored a touchdown in 7 straight quarters against the Chiefs. But that game in Denver will be close. It will be a close game in the debut of Le'Veon Bell. Where is Joe Buck going to be? I feel like we've all... Joe Buck is in our life a lot this past week. Joe Buck is everywhere. He goes NFL, baseball, NFL, World Series. He did the game last night between the Eagles and the Giants, the Turf Monster game that got Daniel Jones. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought that I heard Joe Buck's voice. Like, Joe Buck has been everywhere this week. Hard-working man. I got no hate for Joe Buck. But Joe Buck was talking to me in my dream last night, I believe, because I've heard him doing, like, every single day this week, Joe Buck has been doing play-by-play for me. But because of the Bucks and the Raiders, by the way, and making sure that NBC has a Sunday night game, they moved Seattle and Arizona to the Sunday night spot, and Tampa Bay and the Raiders have gone back into the afternoon slot, the late afternoon slot. The last time that Seattle and Arizona played on Sunday night football, do you remember this game, George? Where were you in 2016 when Seattle and Arizona played on Sunday night football?
Probably watching it.
Okay. Do you remember what a scintillating contest it was? You were talking to your friends the next day about what an amazing Sunday night football game between Seattle and Arizona was. You couldn't believe what kind of a game it was. Fast forward 4 years, you would have thought back then you were watching a game out of the NFC East. That was a 6-6 tie back in 2016. But the marquee game of the NFL weekend is Pittsburgh and Tennessee. They were supposed to play a couple of weeks ago, but Tennessee with COVID, the game got pushed back. Both teams are still unbeaten. One team will remain unbeaten. There you go. That's NFL guy talk right there. That's stating the obvious. It will be the Steelers. Ryan Tannehill going up against that defense. Derrick Henry trying to run against one of the best, if not the best, rush defense in the NFL. Dupree and Watt will have a big day. Pittsburgh will win that game. Pittsburgh is the deepest team and the most complete team right now in the AFC. They're my number one team in the NFL. And I'm sure over the weekend we'll hear about more developments of Antonio Brown. Surprise you that Russell Wilson endorsed the Seahawks taking Antonio Brown, saying that he's been humbled, that he deserves another chance. Why are they lusting after him? Have they not seen his act?
For real.
I mean, if Baltimore would rather take Dez Bryant on their practice squad than kick the tires in Antonio Brown, that says all you need to know. Now, Pete Carroll in Seattle, they've had all kinds of big personalities in their locker room that rock the boat, but yet on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays they go out and win the game. I don't know why Russell Wilson would endorse Antonio Brown. They got good weapons. I don't know why you would lust after a guy like Antonio Brown.
I'm with you there.
But that will probably happen at some point this weekend. All right, what will happen tomorrow?
Wow.
Take a quick break. We come back. I will I'll tell you how I think tomorrow will unfold and what it should look like, what it has to look like for the first game of COVID 2020 college football with the return of the Big Ten. We'll do that next.